This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The first day of the new Congress saw GOP pro-life leadership reinstated, the Democrat minority still ignoring how abortion continues to sink its hopes for political resurgence, re-elected abortion advocates to lead that caucus. Meanwhile, Vice President-elect Mike Pence, in his coming role as President of the U.S. Senate, met with leaders to talk about replacing Obamacare and moving funds from Planned Parenthood to thousands of federal community health centers that provide something other than abortion. Charged with domestic terrorism Sunday, a pro-life activist outside Planned Parenthood in St. Louis was denied an attorney, apparently after an accusation that he pulled a fire alarm inside that Planned Parenthood abortion clinic. This despite multiple witnesses saying that he never left the sidewalk. John Ryan spoke with a clinic employee as she came to work, and that encounter apparently triggered allegations that morphed into terrorism. Curiously, the accused terrorist was later released on his own recognizance without bail. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
5 years before the U.S. Supreme Court decriminalized abortion, the British Abortion Act was passed. Britain's Society for the Protection of Unborn Children, or SPUC, says there have been nearly 9 million abortions since then, nearly on par with the U.S. abortion rate. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.